hopes to come to be. And people gather around. They are all what they can bring. And nobody went with that. Other than a song to sing. The revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and we're that music show on Sunday nights. And tonight, this is really a thrill for me. The great Hubert Sumlin is in our studios. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
This gentleman played on some of my favorite records and some of everybody's favorite records, whether you know it or not. Yeah, some of them. I mean, you may not think you've heard Hubert Sumlin, but I promise that you have. I mean, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, and Chuck Berry, and there's a new record coming out that we're going to talk about, but we're going to get started with it. We started putting these songs together, and the first one that popped up, because this is probably the first time I was aware of Hubert Sumlin is this record, because I was going through one of my, I got to figure out who played on this, and this is Howlin' Wolf, Killin' Floor. Howlin' Wolf on Air America Radio, Killin' Floor, and Hubert Sumlin is in here tonight, and you played on that record. Who is in the band at that point on that record?
At that time, we had Hank, tenor saxophone blower that we got from Little Milton.
Yeah.
On this record, we had three horns, but I was trying to think about, I know Hank was one of the horn blowers that we had on,
yeah,
on this number.
It's cool.
And, in other words, before we recorded this number and everything, me and Wolf, we was in this garage. We rehearsed it on this number, and the first take that, if you notice, the first take, this is the first take that they taken this, but we did it about, I don't know, about 50, 55 or 60 times.
Yeah,
man.
Right. And it ended up going back to the first take, always, and that was the record.
Always.
Yeah, no, I'm a firm believer in first takes. I get suspicious when I'm making a record and I get to a certain point and don't have a first take yet. It's because you can play the life right out of a song.
Really, but you know, really you can, but it seemed to have more. You can just let your heart out over again. You can learn how to do it, how to play the number, the same number, over and over again. But sometimes the band, if you got a band together, you know, and everything, everybody knows.
Everybody knows what everybody else is going to do before they do
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what makes a great band. Muddy Waters, 40 Days and 40 Nights. This is always, and we were talking about, you know, later versions of these songs, and it's hard for them to hold up. You know, sure. There's a reason why the original record was the original record.
Isn't it? Because, you know, I really like the later version, the other version that we did these numbers when we went to London and did the London session.
Right.
But I always go back to the first.
Yeah,
the original, you know what I mean. There's just something about it. It's something about those, you know, numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
About the music, you know.
Muddy Waters for me, you know, this song right here, this was another one I sort of backtracked to because in 1968, I was like, you know, 13 years old, and I was in a little blues band, and we were trying to sort things out, and we heard Electric Mud came out that year. So that sent us looking out for a lot of records. And then we started getting back to these old Muddy Waters records. And I'll be damned if your name didn't pop up again. This is Muddy Waters, 40 Days and 40 Nights on Air America Radio.
40 days, 40 nights, since my baby left this town. Shining all day long, but the rain keep coming down. She's my life, I need her soul. Why she left, I just don't know. 40 days and 40 nights since I sat right down and cried. Lord, help me, it just ain't right. I love that girl with all of my might. 40 days and 40 nights since my baby broke my heart. Searching for her a while, like a blind man in the dark. Love can make a poor man rich, or make his heart, I don't know when. Out on the sea, praying for her each night that she would come back home to me. Life and love is right. I hope she come back home tonight.
Muddy Waters on Air America Radio. Boy, it feels good to say that. With Hubert Sumlin on guitar. Were you playing, you know, like with your fingers by that time?
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
I was.
That's a thing, man. It's a whole different thing when you got a hold of the string rather than using the pick. I do both, but it's.
But can't you feel?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can see, look at my hands. I just finished a tour, and it's going to take a while for it. Takes a while for my fingers.
Look.
I used to have this old Gibson J50 that I swear to God, when I sold it, it had a little tiny flecks of blood all over the top of it where it cut in cuticles and splatter them all up. Sometimes you got to bleed for it.
This is The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Hubert Sumlin, and we're playing like some of my favorite records, and they're all records that Hubert Sumlin's been involved with in one way or another. I think, you know, when you know, I listen to a lot of this music, but a friend of mine, Charlie Sexton, called me up, and he grew up around this music. You know, he grew up around Austin and you know, known Jimmy Vaughn since he was Charlie was like 7 or 8 and literally started taking lessons from some of those great players in Austin. But he was talking about riding. I called him one day and got him on the cell phone. He's riding around in his car, had his little boy Marlon, who was 2 at the time. And he said, man, Marlon, he already knows. I played Wolf, and he's cruising along, and I played Muddy Waters, and he's doing just fine. And then I played Jimmy Reed, and he cried. And it is. It's a startling thing to run across Jimmy Reed. I don't think there's anybody that ever sounded like that.
Sure. You know, Jimmy Reed was I got a chance to record with him, Hippium. I'm going to New York, which is one number that I hope him make. I hope him make a lot of numbers. I recorded with him, put it like that.
Yeah.
And what a guy he was. He was Jimmy Reed.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. And it's like, you know, one of the real bridges between blues and where it starts to become rock and roll, and it starts to become this thing that sort of stands out by itself. This is Jimmy Reed, and we're in New York City, and we're going to New York. Jimmy Reed going to New York. My guest is Hubert Sumlin this week. And you heard Chuck Berry, then you've heard Hubert Sumlin.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it the teacher, don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Coin right into the slot. You've got to hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot. You've got to hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old.
Listening to The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Yeah, the revolution starts now in your own backyard, in your own hometown. What you do is spinning around, just body high. Revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Hubert Sumlin. On the break, we went out with School Days on the last set, and you were talking about how you came to play on that record.
Oh, you know, Wolf told me, go ahead on with Chuck. Say, hey, man, help him. If he wants you to play, he'll pay you. Showed up.
but y'all were recording in the session before.
That's
and
right.
Chuck was coming in that night.
That's right. We recorded Shake for Me.
Yeah.
And Chuck came in that night and recorded, and I stayed there and hoped him with School Days and on another number. So when we got through, he gave me $35. He said,
$35 is good money.
Including, and they paid me, you know, for session time. And then he turned around and paid me again. He said, hey, why not you do this? He would thank you.
Yeah, well, no, I've been on several shows with Chubby over the years. Believe me, the man believes in cash.
Don't he?
he doesn't like a Cadillac. He likes a town car.
He really
and it's, it, yeah, it's in his contract. It's written in that he'll fine the promoter if they show up with anything other than a town car. And the money is in a brown paper bag in cash. And Chuck gets back in and drives himself out of the site with his money. You know, he definitely believes in cash. I was really thrilled to see this song on your playlist. Elvis Costello is a friend of mine, and I think one of the greatest singers. I think he can sing anything.
I think so too.
I've never run across anything that he could do. And this particular song, this is a Howlin' Wolf tune, and this is Elvis Costello on Air America Radio.
Her lips are sweet, her legs big, her lips can make you revolution. Vice is so soft, and love is so true. I'm thinking about her, that's all I do. She's weak and wanted in my arms. What moves me, darling, is your hidden charm. Ooh, what a baby. When I hold you in my arms, brings out all of your hidden charms.
Elvis Costello on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Hubert Sumlin. That's, you know, the way I met Elvis was you know, he goes out and he looks for music, and he, you know, he wants to know where it came from. He wants to know who played on it. And the way we actually, you know, we knew each other casually, but the way we kind of got to be friends was we both recorded with the Fairfield Four. You know, I'm from Nashville. I mean, I live in Nashville. I have for 30 years, and the Fairfield Four were, like, probably one of the greatest vocal groups in any kind of music ever. And both Elvis and I, within a year of each other, had used the Fairfields for backgrounds on a track. And then they were doing, there's a radio program on NPR that was doing a tribute to the Fairfields and invited both Elvis and I to sing the songs that we recorded with them. And that's how we got to know each other, from chasing this stuff down. This track... the last couple of tracks we're going to play on the show, beginning with this one, are from your new record, because you have a new record coming out, and this one is you and Eric Clapton.
This is
I'm Ready, and recording with somebody like Eric Clapton, I one of the reasons that people like me know about you is because Eric Clapton, you know, just my age, and you know, because Clapton knew those records, and that was in his playing, and we started backtracking from records like that.
Yes.
Trying to find the originals.
You know, I was glad that he did this number, because they love Muddy in a way. They love us all, you know. And so he He said, "He was wondering, why can't we?" I said, "Well, let's do it, man. Let's do it, you know."
This is Eric Clapton and Hubert Sumlin on Air America Radio.
What a job.
Starts now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Hubert Sumlin. And this record, you know, you've got like Eric Clapton on it. This had to have been a thrill for all these guys to get to come in here and play with you.
It was. You know, what happened, I think everybody that loved these guys like I did, you know, and we decided to put this together. Keith Richard, you know, he loved it, Muddy, and like everybody did, but he said, Hubert, why not? Let me play Still. I said, why not? Let's play Still a Fool, man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way, you know, I mean, it is funny about, you know, people like me that grew up playing here, you know, like white boys in the United States had to learn about this music from white boys from England. And it really was. I mean, the Rolling Stones and the Yardbirds and, you know, the bands that Eric came out of and the bands that Keith came out of, they were the guys that had, you know, and, you know, even before them, you know, Mayall and, you know, Alexis, those guys. But they knew it chapter and verse, and we had to learn it from them. We started backtracking from those records. So, you know, Keith Richards, I mean, I is, you know, I'm a rhythm guitar player, so
I know
so
it.
So Keith Richards is maybe my favorite guitar player because I can figure out what he's doing. That's always what I think. So this is Keith Richards and Hubert Sumlin on Air America Radio. Still a Fool.
Sure enough, I done. so long and tall till she weeps like a willow tree. Well, now they see she's no good, but she's all right. Yes, she's all right with me. Yeah, she's all right, she's all right with me. Yes, she's all right, 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 she's all right with me, oh baby.
Keith Richards, Hubert Sumlin, Still a Fool. That's so cool. What a great track. Well, this has been a gas. I mean, I don't know. I've been doing this for a little while now. I think this is the most fun I've ever had, and to get to play all these songs, and you're connected to every single one of them, which is really, really cool. This is small business, not small world when you're in this business. So I'm going to run into you somewhere.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure about that.
I guarantee you we will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I got a second wind here, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's good, because I've been, I don't know how to do anything else, so I have to keep on doing this. My guest this week's been Hubert Sumlin, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. I'm Steve Earle. See you.